Welcome to the Day's Play on AFL Nation. Jordan Kanellis with you here from the MCG, having sat alongside John Donohoe and Nick Del Santo and Michael Barlow for the call to see Melbourne defeat the Blues by 5 points. And for now, putting a halt to Carlton's plans to make finals. I've got one more game to do it, but it was Melbourne tonight who won by 5 points. They led at halftime and three-quarter time and scored 4-3 in the last quarter, with Cozzy Pickett's winner coming 11 seconds from the full-time siren to get the win for the D's. Here is how our commentary team and our experts of Nicky Dale and Mickey B, here's how he called the game. Still scoreless after 7 minutes in the first term. Petrarca, strong mark overhead, left half forward, and then a precise kick into the left forward pocket. And Jake Melksham again has taken a mark. Two marks inside 50, plays on quickly, gets the snap around the body. And the D's open the scoring. Jake Melksham playing deep forward, gets the first. Mackay comes up with the free kick, and the Blues will try again with a minute to go for their first goal of the first term. Well, left foot kick from Harry Mackay. The curl works. Mackay gets the first for the Blues. It comes in the 26th minute of the first quarter and scores a level at 1-2-8 apiece with 60 seconds to go before quarter time.
Just plays tackle. On quickly, has a crack at goal. It's going, it's there! A quick one for the D's in the second quarter. A bit of magic by Cozzy Pickett. And they get their second, 2-3-15, 1-3-9. That's a goal of the day and a play of the day contender right there.
Long kick out of the back half here for Carlton. Ooh. Picked up by Cripps. There's only one man
forward. The back.
And that was Curno, and he does have a man at the back. Curno has to roost it. He does. He's hammered it towards Mackay, who takes the mark, runs into the square, and rolls it home. And Carlton have their second. Melksham picks it up, gets away from a couple. Left foot kick on the snap in front of goals. Jake Melksham gets his second. He dove in and under the pack. He resurfaced with the footy, 25 metres, maybe 20 metres in front of goal. And saw a clear path to roll that one home. From straight in front, centre-half forward, Max Gawn from 45 metres, gets underneath it and sends it sailing. Max Gawn kicks truly from straight in front, and the D's have the first goal of the second half.
Here they snap around the corner. Melksham! He read it off the pack. He's got his third. And the D's with the quick response.
Harry Mackay, left foot kick. It's coming back. That is a picture. Harry Mackay converts. And the Blues get their fifth of the game. Hooks the kick back inside 50. Martin. It drops into his hands. Jack Martin takes the mark straight in front. 25 out. To extend the lead for the Blues. And he does it. Gives it over to Petrarca on the banana, gets it.
That's too good.
Christian Petrarca, right forward pocket, and the D's hit the front again.
Carlton going forward again, and they all fall over. Who's it going to be out the back? Martin! Oh, he was tripped on the last line!
Yeah,
it's a free kick to give Carlton back the lead. He runs around on the left boot. They're in front. The crowd tells you everything you need to know.
He's got his hands to a lot tonight without executing, but that one he executes, hasn't kicked the goal tonight, so big moment for Ben Brown.
Sets up to run around. He does exactly that. He gets hold of this one. 6 points, and the margin is back to one. Bangs him forward again. Curno's there. He disengaged beautifully and took a strong mark. And Carlton fans rejoice with 3 minutes to go. Curno banked it home. And the Blues fans believe. Can Melbourne mount one more attack? They can. They're going to go forward again. Who's it going to be? Melksham's at the fall of the ball. Cozzy Pickett snaps. It's a goal. You won't believe it. Melbourne have stolen the impossible.
A quick kick towards centre-half forward. Melbourne lead by 5 points. Salem at centre-half back. Bashes it back into the middle of the ground. Marchbank desperately. Melbourne have done it. Melbourne have stolen it at the MCG. Blues hearts shatter. But the red and blue flag flies high. Jake Melksham scored 4 goals. He was the game's leading goal scorer. Jack Martin had 3 for the Blues, and so did Harry Mackay, while Cozzy Pickett had 2 goals with that crucial goal at the very end. 38 possessions for Angus Brayshaw. He led the way. Clayton Oliver had 29. Sam Doherty had 28 for Carlton, and Sam Walsh had 27. Those guys were the main possession getters across the ground. Here's how our experts on AFL Nation, Nick Del Santo and Michael Barlow, analysed the game. Nick Del Santo and Michael Barlow on how that game ended and how Melbourne gave themselves the opportunity to get that winner, how Carlton maybe, you spoke before about just experience.
Yes. I think the first one, like, we've got a bit of time to dissect it, so I'll throw it to Mick to speak about the way that you train that, you know, playing out scenarios. And I think you called with about 2 minutes ago about you often play a scenario at training, you're down by under a goal or you're up by over a goal, and how you play it out.
Yeah, absolutely right. So Carlton went up by 2 scores, and from there, the messaging goes out, bang, all right, now we need to just kill a minute. Pretty much kill a minute and we've killed the game. But centre bounce, 6-6-6, just give you that big opportunity to go forward and score, which Melbourne did exactly that. But at the end of the day, the minute difference in the game was the on-field leadership, the ability to sit up here, third level, and watch Jake Lever and Stephen May go to work in conjunction with their coach on the sideline. If anyone gets an opportunity, and some of the shows might run it during the week, about their ability to execute exactly what they talked about, there was hand motioning, pointing and shifting toward the southern stand side, of which that's where the Melbourne players went. When they were spare, they flushed to the open side of the field. Jake Lever got that football from the stoppage, as we discussed, kicked it in there to the outnumbers, and from there they made it up and scored.
How hard is it when you're 10 points up, late in the game, you're a point up with 30 seconds to go, you lose that game, you go down to the rooms now and you go, we played our hearts out for the entire match and we've just come away with nothing?
It's a really difficult one for Michael Voss, because we constantly hear it, and we held ourselves accountable to it when we were players. It was about effort. It was about executing your role. Now, clearly there was some technical issues, but none of it was based on taking a short step or not putting your body on the line. They just simply didn't execute under the greatest heat against the team. Last year's premiers, a combative side, an experienced side. So it's really difficult for Michael Voss, because you can't point the finger, because nothing that any player did in those dying moments was on purpose. They all thought that they were doing the right thing at that particular time, but as a collective, it broke down severely.
And Michael Voss, you could tell, so Simon Goodwin out there, you know, to the victor go the spoils. They were, you know, high-fiving, hugging, all of that was happening. I glanced my eye over, and Michael Voss had made his way to his defeated troops, and he was, you know, lifting their chins and giving him a pat on the back, just saying, you know, we've got to go again. Right now it's raw. Right now the emotion is right at the peak. But let's get our heads up. Let's get off, because the season is still alive for the Carlton Football Club, and it's in their own hands.
They had a few positives tonight, to be fair to Carlton. I thought Mackay and his, I guess, link play, the way that they were able to outrun Melbourne at certain points and get through their spread. I thought they didn't play a bad game of footy tonight, Carlton.
I thought their key forwards, so Mackay still kicked 3 goals, but I think that the key defenders won the battle against the key forwards. Kurnow was held
Young was good.
Goalless until the last quarter. May and Petty, I don't know, on the balance of things from me, I don't know, you guys are both coaches, so you see the game differently, but I thought May and Petty won their battles against Kurnow and Mackay. Yep. Even though Mackay kicked 3, they just, even the ball kept going in there. Carlton had chunks of play where they were getting repeat inside 50 entries, and they, on the balance of things, on percentages, didn't take enough marks inside 50.
No,
and then when they, and then when they did, they missed those set shots.
The only one down the other end with Jack Melksham was the only one that really got on top of them.
Well, the only one that I felt that got away from the perspective was Jack Martin, who popped up with 3 goals. So you look outside of just those key defenders, and I agree, I think the D's key defenders had the measure of their forwards, but it was probably just the 3 goals from Martin at crucial times that I thought, okay, they hadn't quite covered that base. But at the other end of the ground, I must say, I felt exactly the same. I thought Lewis Young was significant on Ben Brown, the job that he did. And then outside of that, Melksham pops up, and we will call him a key forward today just because of the style that he played rather than the height and the weight. Yep. But I thought this was a game based on defence. And the other one that makes it really difficult for Michael Voss, you've just kept last year's premiers to 11 goals. Yes, they kicked 11 goals, 13, which is another conversation. But if you're going to give up 11 goals, you're probably winning most of those games at this level of footy. But unfortunately, on the flip side, they kicked 10 goals, 14, and that's the end of the story.
That's it from the MCG. The day's play all wrapped up, and Melbourne winners on this Saturday night by 5 points, 11-13-79 to 10-14-74, defeating the Blues as we say goodbye from the day's play today. Here's the Melbourne song from the Rooms.